The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Gedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, teaches us Hish Mekadosh Bayu B'Shluchai. A person can do Kedushin for his wife, himself, or through a Shliach. And the Gemara immediately asked, Hashta B'Shluchai Mekadosh, if the Halacha allows him to be Mekadosh a wife through a Shliach, Bay Me Bayu. So, it's obvious, why does the Mishnah have to say that he could do the Kedushin? If he could ask a Shliach to do the Kedushin on his behalf, he certainly could do Kedushin. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, here we learn mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchai. The Mishnah is teaching us that when a mitzvah can be done, when a mitzvah can be performed, even though indeed it can be performed through a Shliach, it's still better to do the mitzvah by yourself. And there are many different reasons, explanations given by the Rishonim and the Achronim why this is indeed the halacha. Rashi explains, interesting Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara here in our Perek, says Rashi, the chiyosik guf of a mitzvah, if he himself does the mitzvah, Mekabel schar tvei, he'll get more schar. Many Mefarshim have a very difficult time understanding this Rashi, because we know, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Al tiu kavodim hamishashmas arav lekabel pras, that we're not supposed to do a mitzvah in order to get reward. And here Rashi's saying that the reason we should prefer to do the mitzvah ourselves versus having a shliach do the mitzvah is because there'll be more schar. So, one pshat that I saw from the Belz Rebbe, Rabbi Shulmi Belz, Zatzal, is the Gemara says, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daftal Ramad Aleph, if somebody says, I'm going to give this money for tzedakah, I'm nash yichre b'ni, with the intent that for giving, because I give this tzedakah, my son, who's not well, should have refu shleima, is the halacha raise it tzadik gomer. So there too, Tosfos asked the question, don't we have the halacha, don't we have what we just quoted from Pirkei Avos, Al tiu kavodim hamisham shem sarav amnas lekabel pras. So the answer is that if you do more than you're obligated to do, you give more tzedakah than you're obligated to do, or you do the mitzvah in a way that's more than you're obligated to do, then you're allowed to do it l'shem schar. So he says, that's what Rashi is saying. Yes, somebody has a mitzvah to perform. And as we learn in our parak, where we learn the concept of shliach shaladim kamaisai, we learn the concept that a shliach could act as your messenger to do the mitzvah. But even if a shliach could act as your messenger to do the mitzvah, if you go out of the way to do the mitzvah yourself, and not rely on a shliach, it's like the person who spent more than he had to on tzedakah. It's like the person who exerted himself more than he was required to do a mitzvah. And then you're allowed to do the mitzvah for a schar. Another pshat that I saw is very much in line with something that we say in the Haggadah. We say in the Haggadah, "Bafilu kolanu chacham, kolanu kavanim, kolanu yoidim as a Torah kula, mitzvah leinu l'sapu yitzis Mitzrayim, v'cholamabu l'sapu yitzis Mitzrayim, hareze meshubach." So the question is, somebody's a chacham, somebody's a novin, is exempt from doing a mitzvah, particularly such an important mitzvah like tzipu yitzis Mitzrayim? The answer is, what the Baal Haggadah is telling us is, that if you do a mitzvah and you do a mitzvah properly, then harei zeh meshubach, you become a meshubach. You become a better person. What Rashi means to say is not that the person, by doing the mitzvah himself versus using a shliach, is going to get more schar. What Rashi means to say is, by doing the mitzvah yourself versus a shliach, it shows that you are a better person. And that's the schar that Rashi refers to. I saw that a source, how we know indeed the halacha is mitzvah by yosem v'shluchai, that we find when it came to the preparation for the Mishkan, the pasuk says v'chol isha chachma slave b'yadeh tovu. So the Mefarshim explain that these women didn't rely on someone else to do the work for the Mishkan. They did the work themselves. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain, that was chachma slave. That was the chachma of these people, that they did it themselves. They didn't rely on others. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis explains why is mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai. He explains that a mitzvah performed by the person who's obligated in the mitzvah is a higher level mitzvah than a mitzvah that's performed by someone else. The Tfuah Shor explains that if somebody doesn't do the mitzvah himself, he only wants someone else to do the mitzvah, it looks like the mitzvah is to him not important. Because it's not important enough to do it himself, he's asking someone else to do it. The Gilyon Yashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, explains that just like we learned earlier in our Masechta, Godul HaMetzuvah V'Oisa, V'Misha Eina Metzuvah V'Oisa, so included in the concept of Godul HaMetzuvah V'Oisa is not only that someone who's obligated to do a mitzvah is on a higher madrega than someone who's not obligated to do the mitzvah, but included in that is also not just the mitzvah part, but there's an oisa part. Doing the mitzvah yourself and also being obligated to do the mitzvah is the highest level of doing a mitzvah. Another pshat is that if you don't do the mitzvah yourself, you don't have the opportunity to make a bracha. By doing the mitzvah yourself, you're able to make the bracha. The Chassan Sofer in a tshuva has a different approach. He says, the Gemara Masechta Matzia, Dav Pei Vav Amud Beis, teaches us, Kol Mash Os Avram L'Malachi Asharos Ba'atzmai, whatever Avram Avinu did for the Malachim himself, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Labona Ba'atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for his children by himself. The Kol Mash Os Avram Ayidei Shliach, whatever Avram Avinu did through a Shliach, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Labona Ba'ayidei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for his children through a Shliach. The pasuk says, "Ve'yikach chema v'cholov." Avram Avinu took the butter and the milk himself. So the pasuk says that Hashem says, "Hinei mamta lechem lechem neshamayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu by himself brought down the man. On the other hand, Avram Avinu said, "Yukach nomat mayim." He himself did not bring the water. So the pasuk says, "Ve'kisa b'tzur," that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You hit the stone v'yotzmen mayim v'shasa'am." And look what happened. Or Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to enter into Eretz Yisrael because the mistake that he made right by the stone. And we know that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, there would have never been a Churban. We would have come to the perfect world. All of it came because Avram Avinu did not do the mitzvah himself. Another point he makes is that we know that the pasuk says in the Kedah, V'yashkim Avram ba'boiker v'yachvash es chamoiroi, that Avram Avinu himself got up in the morning to do the mitzvah. There's a machloikus. This concept that we're discussing of mitzvah by yoytzim v'shluchai, there's a machloikus. The Emek Sheila holds it's a deraisa. The Chikike Leiv holds that it's a derabonon, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it's a hider mitzvah. but it's not even a chiyuv. It's not even a chiyuv drabon according to him. As we continue speaking about this concept, a mitzvah boy yoyse mishluchay. So the obvious question that the Mefarshim ask is in our Gemara, for we speak about mitzvah by Yosem v'shluchai, and that's why somebody should do the Kedushin themselves rather than have the Shliach do the Kedushin on their behalf. The question that is posed is, what is the mitzvah? The Rosh in Masechet Ksubis says that the Maisi Kedushin, the actual Maisi Kedushin, doesn't involve any mitzvah. Kedushin is only a chona for the mitzvah. It's only a preparation for the mitzvah of Pruravu. And in fact, that's why he says, when Erisin is done, when Kedushin is done, we don't make a bracha, shekrishonim mitzvah, it's one of Kaddishas Isha. Because you're not mikayim, there's no mitzvah in the Kedushin. The mitzvah is having children. He says, if somebody in the time where there were pelegshim, would take a pelegish and have children with that pelegish, he fulfilled the mitzvah, even though he never did a kedushin. Another raya, that kedushin itself is not a mitzvah, is the Gemara, as we continue learning the Gemara here, asks a question. We just learned that the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah have to say Hish Mekadosh Boy Bishlucha? So the Gemara said Mitzvah Boy Yosem Bishlucha. Then the Mishnah continued saying Hish Mekadoshus Boy Bishlucha. And the Gemara asks the same question: Hashta Bishlucha Mekadosha? If a woman could point a shliach to accept the kedushin on her behalf, Boy Miboya. So why do we have to say that the Kedushin is valid that way? So says Reb Yosef, again the same teretz, mitzvah bar Yosef b'shlucha. So ask the Rishonim, women aren't obligated to get married. Women aren't obligated in the mitzvah pruravu. So how does the Gemara say, mitzvah bar Yosef b'shlucha? What is the mitzvah at all? So the Ran says that, and it's very much aligned with the Rosh that we just quoted, that since the mitzvah is only a mitzvah, the mitzvah even by the man is only a mitzvah of hachana, it's not the actual mitzvah. So a woman, even if she doesn't have the mitzvah of getting married, the mitzvah of puravu, she still has the obligation of participating and getting married. You can't have a marriage without a wife. And therefore, that's what the mitzvah here is. So there's a gewaldige chiddush here. We're learning from here that the concept of mitzvah boy yoisim b'shluchai, according to the Rosh, according to the Ran, is not only set on a mitzvah, but it's even set on a achonel mitzvah. The Rambam, however, has a different approach. The Rambam's approach is that this is in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Kim v'shenitna Torah, as soon as the Torah was given its Tav Yisrael, Shem Yirtze Ish Lisa Isha, if a man wants to marry a woman, Yiknoi Sar Tchila B'fnei Edim, he should do a Maisa Kedushin, V'akach Tia Loi Lisha, Shana Mekikach Ish Isha Ubala. And he continues in Halacha Beis saying, "V'lekuchem elu mitzvus asei shel Torahim." This is an act of kedushin. So he obviously considers kedushin a ma'ase mitzvah, as the Torah says, "Ki yikach ish isha." And in fact, if you look in the Shtei for a mitzvah, so the Rambam has two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvus puravu is mitzvah reish yud beis. And mitzvah kedushin is mitzvah reish yud gimel. And the same thing if you look in the chinuch. Nitzavinu liknas isha be'ech mishloish drochei koyde meine son va ze nema kikach ish isho ubala. There's a mitzvah of kedushin. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of doing the din, that one has to do a mitzvah by himself and not ask a shliach to do the mitzvah on his behalf, is only by actual mitzvah. So now we come to the question, what is the mitzvah by the woman? By the man, we identified what the mitzvah is. But what is the mitzvah by the woman? So the Mefarshim explain that, at least Midrabanon, a woman also has an obligation to get married. And since at least Midrabanon, an Isha has an obligation, she has an obligation to get married. So once it's an obligation, once it's a mitzvah, the halacha is that mitzvah bo yoisim b'shlucha. And in fact, I saw an interesting approach. And according to the way we just explained the Rambam, it's very geschmack. The Rambam just said that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to get married, and there's a mitzvah puruvu. So even though the halacha may be that there is no mitzvah of pur, we know that there is no mitzvah puruvu. We spoke about this at the end of the previous parak, that there is no mitzvah puruvu by a woman. That doesn't mean that there isn't a mitzvah of getting married. And now the Gemara is very geschmack, that even though we'll say mitzvah by yoisim b'shluchai, both by the man and by the woman, because the woman, even if she doesn't have a mitzvah puruvu, does have a mitzvah to get married. The Paiskim, however, do say that even though we're saying here mitzvah by yoisim b'shluchai, say the Paiskim that we don't say that. That's only in a mitzvah that a person is personally obligated to do. But in a mitzvah that you're not personally obligated to do, it just has to get done, there we don't say mitzvah by yoisim b'shluchai. So for example, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky says in the Sefer Derech Sicha, let's say I owe someone money. Is there a din that I personally should be the one to pay back the individual who I owe money to? Or could I ask someone else to give the money on my behalf? So he says that when it comes to paying a chayv, the mitzvah is that the person to whom the money is owed should get paid what he's owed. And as long as that mitzvah is fulfilled, we have accomplished mitzvah boy, yoisa mebeshlucha. We've accomplished the mitzvah, and we don't say mitzvah boy yoisa mebeshlucha. I saw a beautiful word